Got your barf bag handy? The Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast is on the air. The thick crust, deep dish, Chicago-style Medicare podcast. He's often described as mid-century modern Medicare expert, Doug Jones.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020, MedicareForTheLazyMan.com, Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. You're really getting involved in all three when you tune us in. And when I say yes, I'm referring to my engineer and financial guide, Randy Carson. We'll say hello to Randy in a few minutes. You just heard from Drew McMillan, my nephew and famous Canadian television star. He's on a show called Powerboat TV, and you, Yanks, can watch it on powerboattv.com. You can't watch it on your television because you're not Canadian, but you can watch episodes of it on their website, powerboattv.com. Drew is a host of that show, one of the two hosts, and he is our favorite, in fact, our only announcer doing introductions for the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. So thank you for joining us again. Who is this lazy man, you might ask? Why, by insulting my audience, by calling them lazy? Lazy men and lazy ladies are basically people who know that they're going to have to make some Medicare choices, and they also don't really want to have to make Medicare choices. They're worried about making the right choices, and frankly, they're bored or frightened by the whole Medicare situation. We are here to help them understand that it doesn't have to be frightening, it doesn't have to be difficult, and it doesn't have to be boring and dull. You've got a couple of the most exciting guys you know right here speaking into the microphones, and we are happy to turn Medicare into a subject that doesn't have to frighten or even depress people. So with that said, Randy Carson, are things under control over there on the other side with the dials and the knobs and the slides?
They are. Everything is bouncing in the green on, you know, an occasional yellow, but for the most part, green, which is where we want it.
That's excellent. Randy and I made a pact. We didn't actually cut our hands and do the blood brother thing that I used to do when I was a little kid, but we decided that we're going to try to get down to business early in the episode, leaving plenty of time for chit-chat and small talk and free association at the ends of the episode. And this would be to satisfy those Medicare aficionados who just want Medicare content. So I thought I would dive in today with some good news. We don't often hear good news when it comes to the area of Medicare health insurance. You know, it's always expensive. Tough to choose the right one for me, and I don't really know what I'm doing, and who do I trust to give me good, sound advice? Well, the most fun time of the year is coming up this fall. I don't think it's too early to talk about AEP. That's insurance lingo for stupidity, because it's when all of the salespeople of Medicare Advantage plans go into hyperventilation mode, and this is where they are knocking on doors and they're calling people and they're sending out fake emails and doing all kinds of things to try to attract those people who are sick and tired of the Medicare Advantage plan that they've had for a couple of years. And this is the one time of the year. AEP stands for Annual Election Period. And it is the period of time during which people that have Medicare Advantage crapola can swap what they have for different crapola to see if they hate that less than their current Medicare Advantage plan. So for about 2 months at the end of each year, insurance sales types go completely berserk. Now, I listened to lots of insurance podcasts, Medicare podcasts, and some of them are pretty entertaining. inadvertently. They're not trying to be entertaining, but I find it's fun to listen to some of these things. And there's one podcast done by a girl who speaks exactly like the semi-retarded daughter on Schitt's Creek. So for those of you who have watched the Schitt's Creek sitcom, its run just came to an end. I think it was on for 6-10 episode seasons. And I'm sure you can get it somewhere on the internet. But it starred Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara from SCTV. And they had some kids. And one of their kids was a daughter who was just, you know, like the world's biggest airhead. Well, that's the same type of person who narrates and gives factual information on this insurance company podcast that I listen to regularly. And she is already all excited about AEP coming up. All the insurance people are going to get all ginned up and just, you know, they're going to have cheerleader sessions and everything else. So she has already had 2 episodes of her podcast to tell them what to do to prepare for AEP. And I'm going to go through some of the things that she tells people to prepare for AEP by doing so that they are able to operate at optimum efficiency. One of them is healthy menu choices during AEP. Like if you like something, why wouldn't you eat it all year round? But she's saying here are some healthy menu choices. They include Egg McMuffin, Chipotle, which I don't even know what that is, to tell you the truth. Skip salads. Why would she skip salads? Burgers with no fries. I don't understand that either, but she's got she'll pontificate about healthy menu choices, but a lot of this stuff, I don't even know what it is. I think it's food that was invented after I stopped going to restaurants in California, where they have restaurants there with not one item on a menu that I've ever recognized or wanted to eat. She talks about Starbucks choices. Watch the sugar and caffeine intake. Apparently, Starbucks has something called a pink drink. So if you're an insurance agent running around like a chicken with your head cut off, you're apparently supposed to go to Starbucks and buy this pink drink, not coffee. Now, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I would never go to a Starbucks anyway, but it wouldn't occur to me to go in there and ask for something other than coffee if I intended to go to a Starbucks. Who knows what kind of stuff they have in this pink drink? Is your productivity at the highest possible level? There's a school of thought that says productivity is dropping as work from home goes on and on and on. So she was quoting extensively from an article that tells you how to use your productivity or how to increase your productivity. And the article recommends one thing I like very much. It recommends taking a block of time and doing completely nothing. Now, it's hard for me to understand how that's going to help your productivity. But if you're a lazy guy like I am, there's our driveway alarm. Somebody is coming in to Shea Jones. Anyway, if you like doing nothing as much as I like doing nothing, then this article would be right up your alley. Referrals. Every insurance guy likes to have referrals. You know, my cousin is in need of your services. Let me give you my cousin's name and address. So it tells you that you have to work on your how to ask for referrals strategy. You have to take care of yourself during AEP. This is all during AEP when insurance agents are going to go berserk trying to find people to sell their crappy products to. Self-care, living in a world of uncertainty. She says you should paint your nails. Well, okay, most guys are not going to find that to be helpful advice, but
what did you just say, Doug? Yeah,
I know. You heard it right. This advice came from this woman who said we should paint our nails. Now, I'm inclined to think that's going to get me thrown out of a lot of the places I like to hang around.
That's going to be a bad issue around my house, and not so much my house maybe, but yeah. I get up into Cave Creek, Arizona, and I don't think I want to be there with painted nails.
When they see that and they're excoriating you about mailbag episodes, not enough mailbag going on, if they see that you have painted nails, then that's just going to be icing on the cake. They're not even, they're just going to chase you all the way to You know, what's the next town over? Carefree.
Carefree, yeah. Now, I might get along better in Carefree, but not Cave Creek.
Well, the other things that she tells us to do in addition to painting our nails, she says that we should wear face masks at home. But I don't think it's the kind of face mask the mask-wearing weenies are wearing nowadays. I think these are like some kind of skin treatment where, like, you put mud on your face. I'm thinking that's what she's talking about, because then the next item she lists is hair masks.
What the heck is a hair mask?
I don't know, but I don't think we need them because we both have full heads of hair at our advanced ages. But I would assume that some ladies may need hair help, and the way to get that hair help maybe is to put a hair mask on. I don't, either that or it's a mask made out of hair. It's got to be one of those two.
That ways. Sounds terrible.
Oh, and then she's saying do yogi, do an exercising, long soaks in a bath balm tub. Now, what the heck is a bath balm tub? Is it the kind of tub, or is it what's in the tub that's supposed to? I don't know.
I'm leaving that one alone.
And then she says there's a whole bunch of apps to help you unwind and declutter your mind. So I don't know what those apps are, but I'm not sure I want my mind decluttered by a bunch of apps that I would have on my phone or my computer.
I've got 400 apps on my phone, Doug. I can't find anything.
Your phone is cluttered.
My phone is cluttered, but I thought that was supposed to declutter my mind.
Well, it decluttered your mind and cluttered your phone. You can't have your life be uncluttered, apparently, in these times of confusion and stark terror. So then she's talking about things to collect before you go out and spend the day selling things to people. And when I say things, I'm talking about insurance, because frankly, this is what she's addressing. Insurance people that are going berserk at the end of the year. When you hear the term AEP, you know that they're talking to a bunch of berserk, crazy lunatics that are out there knocking on doors and bothering people. And she's saying, okay, first of all, make sure you have your pens. Make sure you have the forms that you need, enrollment kits, scopes of appointment, and know your routes in case your GPS fails. I don't know how often GPSs just fail, but she said have alternate sources of finding your way around. Print the directions out. Keep a phone charger with you, like a spare phone charger in case your primary phone charger craps out on you. Plan your meals. And she says, what if you have a morning, a noon, and an afternoon appointments? What if you have three appointments in one day? You might accidentally starve to death. She said, you'll get home at 9 o'clock and then find that you haven't eaten all day. Oh, my God.
Well, so, what the heck? I can't imagine that, Doug. I've had, you know, 5-6 appointments in a day, and I managed to drag myself home having, you know, still the ability to fix a sandwich.
This puts you higher on the evolution scale than your average insurance salesman that's out there selling Medicare Advantage plans. I think you've just proven to us that the people that are out there pounding the earth during AEP come from a lower or a less developed brain trust. And so most of the rest of us can figure this stuff out, except for the painting and the nails. That's pretty sound advice.
I'm going, so that is such an interesting comment, because so she's assuming that the only people in the world that are going to be out on the street, walking the sidewalks, looking for, business, are women.
It sounds like it, because the painting, the nails, the face mask, the hair mask, it sounds like women.
So is there no men that are willing to sell this stuff either? Or, you know, I'm just wondering. You know, I'm trying to be inclusive here.
I went to high school with a guy who is in Colorado now, and he and his wife spend the AEP season, which starts October 15th. Boy, church services happening at your house?
That's our regular delivery from Amazon arriving in my driveway.
Did they just fling it onto the porch, or how does that work?
I really am beginning to believe that Amazon has a depot down at the end of my block.
We've got those new Amazon Prime delivery people. They're not as worldly wise as the UPS guys. We've got a really, really long driveway, And every once in a while, the doorbell will ring, but the alarm hasn't gone off on the driveway. And so I will look outside, and here's a guy humping it back up the hill to the street. And it's about a 1,000 yards.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
And so I finally caught one of these guys. I happened to be close to the front door. When the doorbell rang, I opened the door, scared the crap out of him. And I said, "Where's your truck?" And he pointed at the street. He left it blocking traffic on an Illinois state route. And I said, "Well, look at this big giant turnaround you're in. You know, this is for you to bring your truck in and then drive around the circle and then drive back out again." He said, "I didn't know it was there." So, and he was worn out too, I got to tell you.
So how many Amazon Advantage Prime delivery drivers are basically just stacked up on your road that never made it?
It's the one source of amusement that I have left to me, which is to sit there and on the computer and order an item and then order a different item and then order another item. And
that's
then
right.
An hour later, order another item. And pretty soon, here are four guys delivering one little item.
Yeah. You
they don't seem to collect them all and have one guy. Here, you take Jones's stuff to him, you know. He ordered a nail. And it comes wrapped in a big envelope. You open up the envelope, there's one nail. I needed a 16-penny nail. Okay.
So, well, you know what comes to mind, don't you, Doug? You know, my mind works in strange ways.
Well, I've noticed that.
In Germany, around the season of beer drinking, almost
October.
All year, Oktoberfest,
from October to the other October.
From October to the end of September, they have contests where professional wait staff in these guest houses in Germany compete for various prizes. One is to who can make it. I don't know how long the track is. Let's say let's say 50 yards. It's a considerable distance, but they have to run down the street with as many giant, and I'm talking giant, beer steins on a tray as they can get on there and make it down to the end of the race without spilling anything. And I see people, you know, walking down these things. I mean, they take off like a bunch of herd of turtles and then they run with these beer steins. I'm envisioning your people from Amazon Prime, you know, five drivers carrying a box, scurrying down your driveway, trying to be first.
Well, I don't think they care about being first when they see how long that driveway is. Will they make it? Yeah, but I will tell you that when we first got cable, we lived out in the country west of St. Charles, Illinois, and the cable company that had a monopoly in our area was called Jones Intercable. And when I found out cable was available in my I lived on a country road, the dead end of a country road, I called them up and I said, "Hey, sign me up for that cable." And there were four trucks from Jones Intercable parked on my property doing the cable installation. And I'm pretty sure that all of those guys thought I was somehow related to the Jones of their company.
Yeah, you introduced yourself as the Mr. Jones.
Yes, I am Jones. Hear me roar. But anyway, let me finish up here. This is what your life insurance agents, apparently most of them women, are being told. This is the advice that's going out to the life insurance agents for AEP, which is the annual election period. We might call it the open enrollment period every year. Check your mindset. I don't even know how to check my mindset, but don't take out frustrations on your clients. Avoid being judgmental about their houses or their lawns. So this is basically saying, don't yell at your clients because you're in a bad mood, and don't make fun of your clients if they live in a pigsty. So that's something that all salesmen have to be reminded of, you know, periodically. Treat your client with respect. That's an alien concept to some of these insurance people, I suppose. That's why they're being given this advice. And finally, keep an extra set of clothes in your car in case you spill or get sweaty. You just pop your trunk open and change clothes right there. Or they said, there goes the driveway alarm there. That's an Amazon guy leaving in disgust. They're saying take a toothbrush, breath mint, deodorant.
What kind of trips are these people on?
They go out in the morning and they don't come back for maybe weeks, I guess. And there's a thing, there's an item called Tide to Go, which is a spot treatment. I guess these are sloppy insurance people because they spill a lot. So, you know, I don't know. I didn't get into this business in order for to be driving around spilling on my, uh-oh, there go the crickets.
You're killing, this is the probably the funniest list you've ever read. You're killing me.
Aren't you glad you didn't go into the insurance business instead of banking?
Oh, my God. But I do have some rebuttal to that list, Doug.
Well, then lay it on me.
All right. So this is the anti-AEP people. You know, the people.
I noticed you hard at work in there writing things down.
No, I was writing. No, I mean, I really gave this some thought. So here's the top five things as we enter into AEP that somebody on the other side of the world, in terms of what you need to do to keep them away.
Okay. Well, okay. So that seems a little counterproductive, but all right, let's go with it.
Yeah. Why would we want to have one of these AIP people in our house?
Right.
When we could buy a supplemental plan and just have it done.
Bingo. That's why we're here.
So here's the top five things that you need to do during in preparation for AIP. Disconnect your phone. We don't want anybody calling you because they will get on your phone, and I know you're trying to be polite, and you'll let them visit, and you'll never get them off the phone.
Yep, that's good advice.
Number two, burn your junk mail.
I think that's excellent advice.
You will get junk, I mean, literally, unless you have a bunch of three-legged tables in your house that need leveling, don't even bother reading your junk mail because it is absolutely worthless and totally chock full of Medicare disadvantage information, which is my next point. It's not Medicare Advantage. They actually are going to start calling it by the real name next year, I heard, Medicare Disadvantage.
Right on the money there.
Number four. Consider seriously changing your name because then all the junk mail will go unanswered and undelivered.
All right. So far, I think you've got four excellent points. What's number
and
five?
Last but not least, number five, because it would probably be the most effective, is move to another state.
Yeah, but it goes on everywhere. There's no running from this. This frenzy.
Oh, I know, but it'll take them another year to find you.
This frenzy of stupidity, you're just a target. You're a moving target if you're running to another state, as opposed to a stationary target if you're sitting on your porch waiting for these people to come up and accost you. It's insanity that occurs from October 15th to December 7th every year in the insurance world, the Medicare world.
So this is like this. I know there's a version of locusts that are 17 years.
Yes, yes.
And then there's a version of locusts that are annually.
Yeah.
Is this like an annual locust infestation?
It's an infestation for sure. I don't know. They don't make pleasing noises. They don't make pleasing sounds.
Well, that's
true. So I don't
know
if it's a locust infestation. What's some annoying life form that happens every year? That's what you're going to be accosted with.
I get it. I understand now, Doug. I totally understand.
Well, it's an insane way to earn a living to have all your activity happen the last 2 months of the year. It seems incredible to me. Whereas I like to spread it out. I service people that are turning 65, people that are retiring. They need my services at all times of the year, not just the last 2 months. So I don't have to worry about painting my nails or wearing a hair mask. I'm quite happy talking to normal people.
Oh my God. I just can't get that vision out of my face. But anyway, long story short is we have run out of gas. We're coming
all
in
right
for the final landing.
All righty.
So well, what would you like to announce to the crew and the passengers?
I would like to tell them to fasten their seatbelts because it's going to be a bumpy landing, but we'll be back again in a fairly short period of time to take off and do it all again. And we hope that you'll come along for the flight, enjoy the flight with us.
Absolutely. We as always, we thoroughly enjoy you joining us. You could have been, I think in last episode, I said 5 different places, and I used to say 17. I think it's probably still 5, but it's verging on getting less. But you could have been there, and you weren't. You were listening to us. We certainly appreciate that, because without you, it wouldn't be half as much fun. And Drew, I'm going to thank Drew because I love his intros. It just kills me every time I listen to one. If I need a smile on my face, sometimes I just listen to him.
He's been doing that to me ever since he was a little kid. I've known him since the day he was born, and frankly, he's a great guy. And so are his siblings.
No kidding. That's awesome.
3 keepers.
That's awesome. So go to Amazon, buy yourself a truckload of book. And buy yourself, you know, just get them. I mean, I kid you not. I get them on rare occasion. I get a few of them because Doug will, he'll pass one out to me on rare occasion. And then I give it away. I give it away to my, people that need it. And
I don't mention this during the podcast, but you remember last March, I have a free day. Maybe I do it once a month where I give away free ebooks.
Yeah.
Instead of $3.80. I offer them for free, and all the cheap bastards float to the surface, and they take them away from Amazon. Well, I've got another one coming up this Wednesday. Now, this is going to be people kicking themselves because we're going to play this episode on, Friday maybe?
But probably.
They're going to miss it. They're going to miss the free day. But one day last March, I had a free ebook day on Amazon, and 651 editions of the book walked out the door.
I know. It was amazing. I was absolutely shocked, but shocked in a good way. I couldn't believe that you were seeing those types of numbers coming through just on that one day.
Yeah, it was pretty fantastic. So usually it's like 50 to 75 on a free day. And usually it's like less than 20 on a regular day when they got to pay full price. But 380 for an ebook, that's not too bad.
No. So, again, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Drew. Thanks, Doug. Thanks to Amazon for selling our stuff.
Yourself.
And, well, I do because I get to spend time with you. The anti-insurance guy, Doug Jones from Oklahoma, and the owner of MedicareForTheLazyMan.com.
Bye-bye.